I fear that I'm coming across at the moment as something of a stuck record in a lot of my booths recorded at or around the Olympics and Paralympics. And indeed, when I went up to Broadcasting House the other day to appear on In Touch and the programme itself, I've been talking about audio description and the lack thereof at Olympic venues and Paralympic venues. I've just uploaded two more booths recorded yesterday in the morning at the Velodrome in the Olympic Park, watching some track cycling from both the visually impaired classification and from cyclists with mobility impairments. And the commentary there was the same it had been for, or similar to that that had been there when I saw Victoria Pendleton a few weeks before. It was a fairly standard commentary which included some aspects of the ensuing race, but assumed a certain level of sight. When I asked for audio description, just like last time, they initially brought with them hearing aid loop and even went as far as trying to explain to me how this was very clever and would work wirelessly with my hearing aid, which I of course don't have. They eventually brought the one that just sits on your ear, and true to usual form, that just relayed the commentary, which I could hear perfectly easily anyway. So then on to Greenwich in the afternoon, and at the dressage, as I mentioned in the closing words of yesterday's you really need some kind of commentary there, because there isn't anything whilst the riders and horses are actually performing, and the only sort of commentary is between competitors when they're introducing them. I was lucky to have my mum there, who could at least tell me broadly what was happening in terms of what was coming up on the display, but I couldn't tell what the horse was doing, or how the horse and rider were working together. It was hugely frustrating. I mean, I really enjoyed being there, and that might seem slightly odd, but it was largely due to the fact that it was a beautiful afternoon, lovely and warm. We managed to obtain some wine, and it was a brilliant setting there. That was all wonderful, but I still couldn't really tell what was going on in front of me. And then I was speaking to a friend, who you might hear on a future boo when I go to the Gold Ball next Friday. She went to see a GB Gold Ball session. I can't remember exactly when it was, yesterday or the day before. And she reports that at Gold Ball, which note here that this is a sport played only by visually impaired people, and it will no doubt be spectated upon by a number of visually impaired people, there was no audio description available at all. And during the during play, so that the competitors can hear the ball's movement, there's no commentary. So visually impaired spectators are left out of it. Now, I don't want to come across as being too hard or too unfair on LOCOG. They've had a million and one things to think about, and these have been an amazing games. But does this not seem just a little bit unfair that a good number of visually impaired spectators are being left without any way of really engaging with the sport in front of them? I mean, they could have improved matters if they'd just given us a relay of, say, the Five Live commentary, or if they've got a general commentary for accompanying the Olympic Broadcasting Service pictures, or perhaps a Channel 4 one. Or surely it wouldn't have been that difficult to have had somebody sitting there, maybe somebody from Vocalwise, a charity which organises audio descriptions of theatre events and also of some architectural ones as well now. Surely it wouldn't have been too difficult to have done this, or just to have got commentators to speak a little bit more about what was happening in front of them, and not to always talk in terms that television commentators do, assuming a level of sight. why couldn't this have been sorted for the Paralympics? I find it hugely, hugely frustrating, and I think extremely disappointing, really, that this is something which is being brushed over, that it seems that LOCOG aren't particularly interested. It's a small matter. They think that they've tried, that they've gone further in accessibility terms than for other areas. And maybe they have for some. I mean, wheelchair users have all been given a free carer place automatically, which is wonderful for them. I had to apply for carer places, which I did get, so, I'm not complaining about that. But it was certainly more difficult to do that if you were visually impaired. Also, there were things like yesterday when we got to Greenwich Park, there was easy access to the wheelchair platform for wheelchair users, but no consideration that anybody with any other kind of disability might need to have an easier route to their seat without having to climb 101 steps and then go down a whole load more and squeeze in between people without treading on them. Indeed, that some people might want to be closer to the action in order to see it better. Accessibility to LOCOG seems to mean wheelchair users, and that's largely it. It's very disappointing, but I just don't know what to do about it now. I don't suppose any change will happen, but suffice to say, when I go to the Gold Ball on Friday, I will ask for an audio description set, and I will follow this up and see whether anything is made available, but I hugely doubt it, and as I say, it's just hugely, hugely disappointing.